Commentator John McCann's idea of Wild West vigilantes was the stuff of childhood fantasy, until now. He says a few recent shootings, including the death of New Yorker Sean Bell at the hands of New York police, seem more like a chaotic duel on the streets of Tombstone than a hate crime.
When I was a kid, my daddy gave me this raggedy BB gun that I aimed and fired at aluminum cans. That was a terrible shot, and every once in a while I'd get lucky and hit one. But a real gun, one that could kill a person if you bust a cap in him, ain't never owned one, never fired one, never held one, don't want one. I've got two daughters, so I'm biased when I say my little girls have a cute thing happening. Folks give me grief about needing to get a shotgun to ward off knuckleheads years from now. Maybe I do need a piece. I mean, everybody else has one. Might as well become part of the Wild Wild West like the rest of y'all. Because what will I look like trying to reason with some up-and-coming gang members, telling them with all the diplomacy that I can muster that I don't want them coming around hollering at my girls anymore? Man, I'd be lucky if all those young punks did was pistol with me. But as brazen as thugs are these days, those jokers probably would make me close my eyes for good, sending me to an early grave. Like that brother Sean Bell, who won't get to watch his angels sprout wings. Bell's the guy with no gun who was caught up in that 50-bullet spray from New York City police officers. Dude wasn't but 23 years old. And like me, he had two daughters. A 3-year-old, like my oldest child, and Bell leaves behind a 6-month-old. My youngest baby is 4 months old. Those 50 rounds from the cops, wrong as I don't know what, nowhere around that. But as I sit here thinking about that thing, maybe it wasn't racially motivated. Maybe it wasn't a thing of white cops see black guy turning into white cops make black guy drop. Because two of the cops involved were, in fact, black. Here in North Carolina, an unarmed man was killed by police who showed up to serve a search warrant. That victim was a white guy. So maybe all this really is about the Wild Wild West type of society we're living in, where almost everybody's packing, even grannies, like that 92-year-old lady in the rough Atlanta neighborhood who shot and wounded 3 police officers before backup arrived and killed her. She was black, but clearly that wasn't about race. I mean, she doesn't fit the profile of the type of people that cause folks to hit the power locks on their car doors. That would be young black males, not old black ladies. We Americans think we're oh so civilized with our laptops and blackberries and lattes and espressos with a shot of soy milk. But we're about as primitive as they come. And that doesn't just go for thugs and gang members. That goes for all of us. You might not carry a gun, but what about those of us who sit there and watch Law and Order reruns as if our lives depended on it? And perhaps, in fact, it does. I mean, garbage in, garbage out, right? That's what the experts say about the brain and behavior. See, this is not a joke. This is the Wild Wild West. Police are on edge, and so are we.
Commentator John McCann is a columnist for the Herald Sun in Durham, North Carolina.